You're listening to SBS News.
Iran says it'll no longer abide by any restrictions imposed by the 2015 nuclear deal. In a statement, it said it would continue its nuclear enrichment with no limitations and based on its technical needs. Under the accord, Iran had agreed to limit nuclear activities and allow in international inspectors in return for the lifting of economic sanctions. United States President Donald Trump abandoned the deal in 2018, saying that he wanted to force Iran into a new deal, placing indefinite curbs on its nuclear programs. Iran refused and has since been gradually rolling back its commitments. The move comes as people in Iran mourn the killing of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani by the US in Iraq. He and other Iran-backed militia figures died in a drone strike ordered by Donald Trump last week. The head of Iran's military abroad, known as the Quds Force, General Soleimani was seen as one of the most powerful figures in the Islamic Republic. He was also seen as the mastermind behind much of the country's activities across the Middle East. Mr. Trump says the general was responsible for the deaths of millions of people. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended the move in an interview with US broadcaster ABC.
The world is a safer place. We're taking the actions that we need to take to protect American interests, not only in Baghdad and in Iraq, but throughout the region.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the United States had a right to defend itself.
President Trump is deserving of all appreciation for taking decisive, strong and quick action. I would like to reiterate that Israel fully stands alongside the US in its struggle for security, peace and self-defense.
Hezbollah leader Syed Hassan Nasrallah says US military in the Middle East would, as he put it, pay the price for Mr. Soleimani's killing. Founded by Iran's Revolutionary Guards in 1982, the Lebanese group is a critical part of an Iranian-backed regional military alliance. Mr. Nasrallah says responding to the killing is not only Iran's responsibility, but also the responsibility of its allies too.
Qassem Soleimani, he is not just an Iranian concern. Qassem Soleimani is of concern to all the resistance axis. A fair punishment is, with all transparency and clarity, the targeting of US military presence in the region.
Meanwhile, in Iraq, the country's parliaments passed a resolution to call on the government to end all foreign troops' presence in response to the drone attack. It was backed by most Shiite members of parliament who hold a majority of seats. Many Sunni and Kurdish legislators didn't show up for the session. Parliamentary resolutions, unlike laws, are non-binding on the government. A withdrawal of the estimated 5,200 US troops in Iraq could cripple the fight against IS in the country. Evan Young, SBS News.